7.
Amend the 2035 Comprehensive Plan map and amend the official city zoning map to carry out Portland's 2035 Comprehensive Plan.
Colleagues, we're here for further deliberations on the council amendments to the map reconciliation project. The written record was reopened following the last council session on April 25th and closed on Monday, April 30th at 8 a.m. We do not expect to take any further public testimony today. Staff have prepared the appropriate as amended substitute ordinance and exhibits, which were distributed to council last week. Today, the council will vote on the amendments number 12, 17, 19, and 53, which were moved and seconded on April 25th, 2018, and then vote to accept a substitute ordinance and exhibits. Council will take a final vote on the ordinance and exhibits on May 24th, shortly after the new 2035 comprehensive plan is in effect. We have BPS staff here, Eric Ainstrom and Mary Stockton. Please come forward and guide us through. One moment. Stop. I have to take a sidebar. Good afternoon. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having this session. Appreciate it. Okay, I think we're ready.
So are you giving us a presentation?
Yeah,
I feel like I'm being teed up for a presentation.
Okay, sorry. Thanks, I appreciate that.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Go with it.
Okay, so today, just to establish the action before you, we have a council deliberation and vote to move to the second reading for the amendments number 12, number 17, number 19, and 53. We are also, my understanding is that there may be some new amendments, 54 and 55, based on testimony. And then council will vote to accept a substitute ordinance and exhibits and move to second reading on May 24th.
So, colleagues, before we move on, I had a question. I had believed there would be a motion to table number 19. Is that true or no?
Yes.
So Commissioner Udaly has requested that we table number 19. Is there any objection?
That means it's being withdrawn. No, that means it's being withdrawn.
Well, my understanding is it was going to be carried over. So there's
what do you mean by being tabled?
We can do either. We can carry it over to May 9th at 2 p.m. We have a time certain right? slot May available. Is that what we were discussing?
You'll move the substitute.
I'm sorry, I cannot hear you.
May 24th. Hi. Michelle Planbeck, staff to Mayor Wheeler.
Thank you.
We will go ahead and move the substitute, and that's later on in the script, to May 24th. Amendment 19, which is being discussed right now, would also be continued to May 24th.
So we would not make a final decision until May 24th? I mean, we wouldn't even make a tentative decision until May 24th.
So I can also have staff. This is Lindley Reese, city attorney. This is an emergency ordinance, so it certainly can be amended and adopted on the same date.
But it can't if we don't have unanimity.
Correct.
Well, on a controversial issue like this, it seems highly unlikely that we're going to get to 5-0. So I don't think that works.
Well, then it's not amended.
So my suggestion would be that today, if the only thing, and I'm presupposing based on what I've heard, is the only thing that council is not in agreement on is number 19 right now, that you would go through, and I'm looking at Marty Stockton's, mm-hmm. number 12, number 17, number 53, number 54, number 55. You would go ahead and adopt the substitute ordinance and exhibits, and then you would leave to whichever date you want, number 19, if you choose not to take that up today.
And so just so I understand, because this was already extremely complex from a procedural perspective before we got to this. So just so I understand, then 19 would be moved to a different date for further deliberation. Is that correct?
That is up. That's up to council. But at this point, it has been moved. At least a version, possibly two versions of 19, have been moved and seconded, so they're available for council to vote on today, should they choose. Also, the others, 12, 17, 53, have also been queued up by being moved and seconded.
Okay. Mayor, may I jump in for a second?
Commissioner Fish.
So from a slight distance, this is what I understood was being considered. We have to adopt the substitute, and we have the right to take an item out of the substitute and simply defer adopting that. So if it is the council's desire to pull 19 out and adopt the substitute, we can do that. And then the substitute goes forward to the 24th. The question that I understood was still open, because you were not here, Mayor, for the last hearing, is whether you and Commissioner Udaly would like additional time to consider options around Amendment 19. Commissioner Fritz has pointed out the peril of putting that to the last day. So what I would suggest is that if we are going to set that over, not table it, but set it over, we do it at some date, at least a week before the 24th, so the council can have a discussion after you and Commissioner Udaly have had a chance to have further discussions and make a recommendation. I think that's what was intended. If I'm wrong, staff will correct me.
I'm getting hand signals on a date. And what date is that, Michelle? I can't quite make it out from here.
We're looking at moving it to May 9th at 2 p.m. time certain. Would that work for council?
And then what are we moving? Is it just a vote only on the 9th?
On the 19th, on the amendment 19.
Just yeah. Amendment 19 prior to the substitute vote on the vote on the substitute ordinance, the body ordinance, that's the emergency that you'll be talking about. That's on May 24th, already scheduled, time certain. If you'd like to discuss Amendment 19 prior to that date, which I think was what Commissioner Fish was speaking to, there is some time on the agenda available on May 9th at 2 p.m.
So could I ask why are we? What's the purpose of not doing it today? The hearing was continued to today. We've got dozens of people here who'd like to listen to what we have to say about it. What's the purpose of delaying it till next week?
So I'm ready to go today. Let's go today. And let Commissioner Udaly, what is your thinking?
It was my understanding from the mayor's office that you wanted to continue it, that there were...
Let's clarify this. Can we take a 5-minute recess, please?